Grand Ayatollah Muhammad Taqi Behzad Khomeini was born in 1915 into a religious family well known for its piety in the city of Fuman in northern Iran. The loss of his mother when he was just 2 years old left a bitter taste in his mouth. His father, Karbala Muhammad Behzad, was a trustworthy and reliable personality in that region. He had a high poetic and literary taste, composing poems of praise and eulogy for Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, especially Imam Hussein. Indeed, Ayatollah Behzad was reared in the lap of a man whose heart was filled with the warmth of loving the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. From a young age, he showed signs of being a genius and had a great thirst for acquiring knowledge. After his primary studies, he went straight into religious studies, and at the age of 14, he moved to Karbala. 4 years later, in 1933, he went to the famous seminary of Najaf, where he had the opportunity to study under some of the best teachers and scholars in the Muslim world. Having completed the higher level of his studies, he could understand and relate to the lessons of great professors such as Sayyid Abdul Hassan Isfahani and Agha Mirza Naini. Then he entered in the courtyard of knowledge and virtue and could complete his higher studies at the hands of great Allama Haj Sheikh Muhammad Hassan Qarai Isfahani. He was also a student of the greatest teacher of Irfan in recent history, Sayyid Ali Ghazi Tabatabai. In 1944, Behzad returned to Qom, Iran, and became Ayatollah al-Uzma Kurkamari's student, while also attending Ayatollah Burjerdi's lectures on Islamic laws and jurisprudence. Ayatollah Muhammad Taqi Behzad was not only an eminent Islamic scholar of jurisprudence and Islam, he was also a teacher of some of the highest, well renowned, and most knowledgeable scholars and mujtahids of our time.
هر کی وفات میکنه چه مؤمن باشه چه کافر باشه این روایت داره خیلی مناسب با اعتبارم هست هر کی وفات میکنه چه مؤمن باشه چه کافر باشه میگه ای کاش جلوتر آمده بودم ای کاش جلوتر آمده بودم مؤمن مقاماتش رو میبینه اینجا سوال الهی کن خو این زبایه بهش رو ببینه اینجا سوال همین دیدنش که همون ایره دیگه از حال میبره از خوشحالی
He was also a true arif or mystic in every sense of the word. At the same time as attending intermediate and higher levels of religious studies, he was very meticulous in his pursuit of spiritual and mystical instruction. From his youth, Ayatollah Behzad was constantly engaged in self-purification and self-building. In his ethical instructions, he always insisted that one should work hard at these tasks and forego and abandon many luxuries in order to make headway against the endless demands of the soul. Among his other characteristics, we can note his asceticism and worship, saluting the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, humbleness, his spiritual station, his awareness of the unseen, and his wondrous acts. He offered the extension of luminosity through the path of the Ahlul Bayt of the noble messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. His desire to control his desire and carnal soul in order to achieve proximity towards the Most High became evident to all those around him from a very early age. He guarded his eyes from evil and sin and was able to see veiled realities. When Ayatollah Behzad began to pray, his focus was uninterrupted, sincere, attentive, constant, and very intense. And each time he led prayers, the mosque would be filled with Muslims wanting to get a glimpse of this man best known for his exemplary character and piety. This great scholar was like a candle which was lit from the luminescence of the love of His Majesty and burned with the sincere and pure intentions and spread light to the hearts of true seekers and finally ceased to glow on May 17, 2009.